Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Milton made landfall in Siesta Key, which is about 50 miles south of Tampa Bay. Had it not jogged to the south, as bad as it is in Tampa, they would have been inundated with like 15 feet of storm surge. And the difference is, because of the shape of the storm, it would have either pushed water into Tampa Bay had it been 50 miles to the north, or in this case, pushed it out because it was 50 miles to the south. So as bad as things are, it could have been a lot worse for Tampa Bay. You never wouldn't want to wish anything bad on anybody, but you got to go to, I guess, where the most people live. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk to Dr. B, Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. It is, again, Medicare's annual enrollment period, open enrollment. We'll talk about it when we come back. WWL. 8:14 now on this Thursday morning, October 10th. Hard to believe, but Medicare's annual enrollment period kicks off again this Tuesday, October 15th. If you want to change your Medicare coverage for 2025, this is the time to do it. Dr. B, Dr. Brent Wallace joins us from People's Health to help discuss the annual enrollment period and your Medicare plan options. How you doing, Dr. B?
Hey, Tommy, I'm doing good. How are you?
It seems like just yesterday we were talking about this, but time does fly.
It does. It's been a fast year, I know.
What is the annual enrollment period?
Yeah, so like you said, it's that time of year again, and so the annual enrollment period, or what we call AEP, is that set time of year where people can make changes to their Medicare coverage. And it's going to actually start next Tuesday, October 15th, and it goes all the way through to December 7th. And any changes that you make during that time period are going to go into effect in the new year, January 1st. So whatever you need in a health plan is going to change from year to year. You may have new diagnoses, new requirements, you know, new medications that you're taking. So it's really important this time of year to review what is covered by your health plan. And you want to compare your current plan to what other options there may be on the market that might be better for you.
I've not had to deal with this, but I know people that have, and it can be very confusing, very daunting. If you do have Medicare, is this the only time you can make changes?
In general, yes, it is. AEP is really your chance to make all of those coverages on an annual basis. There are, you know, as always, a few exceptions to that rule, but you don't want to rely on that. There is something called a special enrollment period, which will let you make changes at other times during the year, but you have to have very specific qualifications. And in particular, it would be as, you know, if you either had a change in or lost your Medicaid coverage. It could be if you had coverage through an employer and you left that employer or you lost that coverage. Another one that happens often is people move to a different area and the plan they're on is no longer available in that area, so you get a special election period. And then for people that have certain types of chronic health conditions, things like diabetes or cardiovascular disease, you may be able to do a special enrollment as well. But you really don't want to rely on that. You want to use this time of year before December 7th, again, to look at that coverage. And if you're happy with your current health plan, you want to also make sure there won't be any changes to your existing coverage when we roll into 2025.
How do you know what changes your plan might be making for 2025? And what kind of changes are you talking about?
Yeah, so, you know, plans adjust their benefits. Sometimes they adjust the cost and the co-pays. And so if you're enrolled in a Medicare health plan right now, you should have actually received something called the annual notice of change. It's probably sent to you via mail. It could have been electronically sent to you if you opted in for that option. That notice is going to tell you about all of the changes that are going to become effective on January 1st. So it's a really important document to look through, make sure or something that affects you seriously, you know, has not been changed. And then you also should have access to your plan's evidence of coverage. And what that does is it outlines all of the cost and the benefits that are going to be made available to you in the new year. And you want to use both of those documents to really decide whether your current health plan is going to meet all of your needs as you roll into the new year.
Text pops up here, wants to know if you have to change your Medicare coverage every year.
Yeah, you don't. You know, it is very important to review those plan changes, any changes to the cost or the benefits. But if you've looked at that and you're satisfied with everything you've got with your current plan, you don't really have to make any changes at all during AEP. You'll automatically stay a member of your current plan unless you choose to switch to a different one.
So if you're not satisfied, what changes can you make during the annual enrollment period or AEP?
So, yeah, this is where it gets a little confusing. You do have several options, and it really depends on what your current insurance coverage is. So if you have original Medicare right now, then your options are to either enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan, or you can look at just standalone Part D prescription drug plans, and you may want to choose a new one of those based on what you need. If you are enrolled in a Medicare Advantage plan right now, you can actually switch to a new one that may better meet your needs. And if that plan you're in does not offer that Part D prescription drug coverage, you can also enroll in a new standalone drug plan. And you do always have the option to return to original Medicare as well.
So I guess we got to talk about what's the difference between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage.
Yeah. And original Medicare is exactly like it sounds. It's the original program that's administered by the federal government. The Medicare Advantage plans, on the other hand, are offered by private insurance companies. And those private companies have a contract with Medicare to provide all of that coverage to Medicare beneficiaries. And so, you know, the biggest difference as you look at original Medicare is going to cover all your medically necessary services, things in a hospital, your doctor's office, other healthcare facilities, home health, things like that. What it doesn't cover, though, is any additional services. So things like dental care, routine vision care. And keep in mind, original Medicare does not include Part D prescription drug coverage at all. You have to get that separately. And so that's why a lot of people may choose to enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan, because it's a little more all-inclusive. Those plans have to cover everything that original Medicare covers. So you get everything in original Medicare, but you also get something called extra benefits. And that could be something like a fitness center membership. It could be coverage for dental, vision, and hearing. Some of them even have a credit allowance, so you can buy over-the-counter drugs, over-the-counter health and wellness items. And then many Medicare Advantage plans actually include that prescription drug coverage as well, so you don't have to get a separate policy for that.
All right, we're going to let our eyes unglaze here, deglaze for a second. I'll remind people you can always go to peopleshealth.com, and there's the People's Health Medicare Center in Metairie if you want to go in and talk to somebody about all of this, because it's going to be terribly confusing. 3017 vets. Appointments are recommended. Walk-ins are welcome. We're going to be live there, as a matter of fact, Dr. B, Tuesday, all day long, as we do every year, People's Health Medicare Center talking about. And I think, Dr. B, you'll be on with me, I hope, right?
Yeah, I think I'll be there on Tuesday.
All right, great. So we'll take a break, pick it up, and we'll come back talking about extra benefits and Medicare Advantage plans. Are they more expensive than original Medicare? Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. It can be confusing. 821 Traffic Now.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, WWL. 826 now. Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with our friend Dr. Brent Wallace, Dr. B, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. It is coming up on October 15th, Medicare's annual enrollment period. No. Yeah, I got that right.
Right, you got it.
Yeah, annual enrollment period. So we're talking about Medicare Advantage plans. Do extra benefits offered by Medicare Advantage plans make them more expensive than original Medicare?
Yeah, not necessarily. So, you know, every plan is going to have different costs, different cost sharing and co-pays and benefits tied to all of that. But regardless of whichever plan you choose, in general, your overall cost with a Medicare Advantage plan can be lower than with original Medicare. And the main reason for that is because Medicare Advantage plans are required to limit your yearly out-of-pocket cost. Whereas with original Medicare, there's no ceiling on your expenses. And so what that means is when you hit a maximum out-of-pocket amount, you stop paying for the services. But Medicare, it keeps on going.
Now, here's the big question. How do you choose what coverage option is right for you?
Yeah, and this is the hard part. This is what takes a little investigation, and you really have to consider a lot of different things when you're selecting what coverage you're going to need for next year. And that can be, you know, comparing original Medicare to Medicare Advantage or looking at Medicare Advantage plans side by side. And so the first thing you always want to consider is what's the cost going to be? How much am I going to have to pay out of pocket for these services I need? And which really fits your budget the best? So you want to take into account that cost sharing, deductibles, and in particular, a monthly premium. Is there a premium for those services that you're going to have to pay? And then also, you want to think about what coverage do you need. You don't want to pay for something that you're not going to use. You also want to make sure that your doctors are in the network. You want to make sure you can keep going to see those physicians that you've got a relationship. And then think about whether or not you need prescription drug coverage. And then the last thing to think about is those extra benefits that I mentioned. You know, does the plan you're selecting offer things like dental, vision, and hearing coverage? You know, do they offer a gym membership? And really, again, would you use these benefits? Do they add that additional value to you, you know, to you because you'll use them? And is it something you want to actually invest in as well?
Again, I was kidding around about our eyes glazing over, but it can be terribly complicated. And that does bring us to the People's Health Medicare Center, because it makes all the difference in the world, I think, Dr. B, when somebody can sit across a table from you and explain all of this and go back and answer any questions that you have, because it can be like, well, wait a minute, where it's like, wait, what? Now what? Right? So tell me about the center.
It is. It's a tremendous amount of information, and it's very confusing. There's a lot of changes that happen year over year, too. And so you want to be proactive in your selection, just like you should be proactive in how you obtain your health care. And sometimes it's really nice to just sit down across the table from somebody, let them tell you stuff, but then you can say, wait a minute, explain that to me a little bit more. And that's what you can really do if you come to our People's Health Medicare Center in Metairie. It's right next to Party City. You can make an appointment, and so you've got a set time to come and sit in and talk to somebody, or you can just walk in.
Well, we've been there before, and we'll be there again on Tuesday, and I think y'all do a great job, because, man, I tried to help a neighbor navigate this, and I was more confused at the end of it than I was at the beginning. But then he went to the People's Health Care Center, and Medicare Center, rather, and everything worked out for him. Thank you, Dr. B. We'll see you Tuesday.
All right. Thanks, Tommy. Have a great weekend.
You bet. Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, WWL and People's Health, hosting a special event. This is coming up Tuesday, October 15th. We're going to be broadcasting live all day, starting with me and then all the way through Scoot from the People's Health Medicare Center. Talking about all things Medicare and Medicare Advantage, we'll have a special segment with Dr. B. You can listen live or come join us in person. That's at 3017 Vets next to Party City. If you want to get a head start, you can head in. Appointments are recommended. Walk-ins are welcome. You can find out everything you need to know at peopleshealth.com or call them at 1-800-978-9765. We come back, we'll talk to WWL Sports Director Steve Geller about the Rattler. Spencer Rattler named Saints starting quarterback. Back in a flash right now, WWL First News. 8:39, 21 till 9. We'll talk to Steve Geller when we come back about the Saints naming Spencer Rattler the quarterback, starting quarterback on Sunday to take the place of the injured Derek Carr. You still have a chance to be in that number when the Saints host Tampa Bay and Sean Payton and Denver. You can enter to win WWL's Double Saints Game Day Giveaway. You can score a pair of premium game tickets to both games, plus VIP tailgate passes from Bullseye Event Group, open bar, premium liquor, all-you-can-eat buffet from celebrity chef Aaron May. Looks like Sean Payton's been doing some good eating. All overlooking Champion Square. Winning's easy. Go to WWL.com/contest for your chance to win Saints Tampa Bay and Saints Denver tickets from Dudley DeBosier, official injury lawyers of the Saints and WWL. 8:46, 14 till 9. You can join Tommy Tucker, WWL. You can join Mike D'Atelier, Steve Geller today for weekend kickoff. Special edition of Sports Talk Live from Treasure Chest Casino. They're going to count down to Thursday night football tonight, 49ers at Seahawks. And get amped up for Sunday's game, a huge game against Tampa Bay. You can hang out with Mike D and Steve G. Steve Geller at Treasure Chest Casino and a game bar and grill today from 4 until 7. Treasure Chest is located in Kenner's Lake Town area on the banks of Lake Pontchartrain, 4540 Williams Boulevard. They can't wait to see you there, or you can listen here on WWL. The sports director of WWL, Steve Geller, joins us now. As a matter of fact, how you doing, big guy?
Hanging in there, Tommy. Getting my money ready to place a bet on the Rattler when I get to Treasure Chest today.
The Rattler, as Chris Berman would say. Tell me, was it a surprise to the media yesterday? Because as I understand it, DA didn't hesitate at all. That was the first thing out of his mouth, right?
No, that was definitely surprising to me. He figured, all right, they're going to play it off this entire week. It's going to be between Jay Kaner and Spencer Rattler. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, he didn't even have to be asked the question, just came out, introduced, you know, coming out right away in his press conference on Wednesday saying that Spencer Rattler would be the guy against Tampa Bay week 6, Sunday noon kickoff, obviously here on WWL and the Odyssey app. And, yeah, take a little bit back, obviously, just because of, one, he made the announcement right away to start the week. He didn't let it drag out. And also a little bit of a surprise, the fact it wasn't Jay Kaner who came in relief for Derek Carr last game when he got banged up. But obviously, Dennis Allen talked about seeing something in Rattler leading up to this game that he believes that the rookie will give this team the best chance to win against the Bucs. And I think a little bit of it's got to do definitely more to his escapability, that mobility that Rattler has with his legs. Certainly should help, especially with the issues you have against a patchwork offensive line right now.
Yeah, talk about what he said about watching him on a practice squad. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, just basically seeing him, you know, mimic guys like a Jalen Hurts, a Patrick Mahomes, leading in this week's on the practice squad, gave the coaches an idea of at least what he's able to process, how he's thinking, the mobility factor as well. And like I mentioned, I think that's a pretty big factor in this matchup, although Allen downplayed the fact of being that, you know, all-around quarterback, the more mobile guy. Hayner's got legs too, but in no way has, I feel like, that same escapability that Rattler has, which could be pretty key against the Bucs squad, who struggled early on with their pass rush. But, man, the last two games, they've gotten 10 sacks, I think 6 against the Eagles, 4 against the Atlanta Falcons. So that's a unit that seems to be at least finding their way, and hopefully this Saints team can keep them at bay Sunday in the Superdome, because, obviously, young quarterback, you know they're going to be coming after him, trying to force those bad mistakes.
You know, I watched the Ravens game on Sunday with Lamar Jackson, and I don't want to go back, but just for a second to reflect. And I thought that was pretty good. But then when you see Patrick Mahomes on Monday night, this guy is just like butter soaked in Pam. I don't know how else to describe it. You can't get a hand on him.
No, it's pretty unbelievable. The awareness he has, the creativity that you know Mahomes has as well, just the overall feel of the game. Definitely a different level when you see him performing against these other quarterbacks, even though we've obviously seen some better than average play from quarterbacks this season so far, but yeah, definitely nothing. Mahomes is on by far a level above everybody else, even though he's having a down year, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a break. We'll come back, talk about injuries, because I know, you know, you get the text from the Saints haters all the time. And look, if you want to hate, go ahead, have a blast at your life. You can do what you want. But I know injuries are part of the NFL, but the Saints have been hit especially hard with injuries. And that was before Derek Carr went down. Now you're talking about losing your starting quarterback. We'll talk about Taysom Hill and the others. And also this decision with Spencer Rattler, because if you look at the Saints' schedule, it's early in the season to talk about critical games, but if they beat Tampa Bay, they're 3-3. If they lose, they're 2-4. If they go on then with Denver and lose to Tampa Bay and Denver, they're 2-5, which is a completely different system or situation than 3-4 or even 4-3. We'll pick it up when we come back. Steve Geller, our guest. You got any questions, comments, 504-260-1870. The Rattlers starting at quarterback on Sunday in place of Jake Haner and the injured Derek Carr. 8:51, 9 till 9, traffic, WWL. 8:55, Tommy Tucker, WWL. You can join Steve Geller and Mike Dettelier at the Treasure Chest tonight, live with Sports Talk as they talk about the Rattler. Why am I talking like Chris Berman all of a sudden? I don't know. Steve Geller is our guest, WWL Sports Director. Steve, I was talking about, you know, if you look at where they are right now, 2-3, and you hate to say must-win game, but if they lose to Tampa Bay, they'd be 2-4. That's a hell of a lot worse than 3-3, and not to mention it's a division game. Then you got Sean Payton, and you know he's going to have the Broncos fired up to come into the Dome on Thursday night. If they were to lose to Tampa Bay and Denver, at that point they're 2-5, which, while it's only two games, that's massively different than 4-3.
No, you're definitely digging that hole that you don't want to get into at the early part of the season. And then at the end of the year, you know, you're trying to play catch up at the end, looking at tiebreakers. Oh, if we have to do this against whatever team. So we're, you know, in the running with a Tampa Bay or an Atlanta in the NFC South. You've already won a game against Carolina in the division. That's a plus, but you did drop the game to the Falcons, unfortunately. So now 1-1 in the NFC South. Like you mentioned, the game against the Bucs this Sunday, oh so important, not only to snap that three-game skid you're on right now, but you got to keep up with the Joneses in the division. We know Tampa and Atlanta are both 3-2 at the moment, and, man, I hate to say this, the Falcons have had that luck. Mm-hmm. At the end-of-game situations, they've been able to find that way to win. And unfortunately, they could easily be 0-4. We talk about that too, woulda, coulda, shouldas. But right now, they're 3-2. Saints need to get a little bit of that luck on their side going into this game because, yeah, you know Sean Payton's going to be coming to town. And obviously, Saints fans too want nothing more than to beat their old coach. And it's going to be a heck of a matchup on a short week again. And obviously, too, with the injuries being such a factor. But looks like we're going to have two rookie quarterbacks, Bo Nix for Denver and with Spencer Rattler for the Saints setting up for Thursday. I don't think Derek Carr will be ready for that matchup either.
2-5 with two division losses is not where you want to be. The bye doesn't happen until the week before Thanksgiving. So they get no help from that. And I talked about injuries before, and I know the haters say, you know, every NFL team deals with injuries. But if you look at who didn't play against Kansas City, that's bad. Yeah. Then when you look at Derek Carr getting hurt, the Saints have been hit especially hard with injuries. And what do we know about Taysom Hill, about Willie Gay, about Pete Werner?
Yeah, all those guys were listed on yesterday's injury report, and it was an estimated status for guys because it was just a walkthrough for this team. We'll get a better idea today of the full slate of injuries, but still, you mentioned with Taysom Hill still dealing with a rib injury. He's oh so critical, obviously, to this offense. It also gives you that physical presence, which I feel has just been lacking to help out just Alvin Kamara, for crying out loud, in the run game. It seems like he's been the only option. Jamal Williams really just hasn't gotten enough touches. The last couple of games has been really a non-factor. Kamara, too, still on the injury report, didn't practice yesterday. He's been dealing with a hip and rib injury. Well, scratch off the rib injury. Now it's listed as a hip/hand injury. So curious to find out more about Kamara. But you mentioned Will Harris, Pete Werner, Lucas Patrick, Derek Carr, Peyton Turner, and Cesar Ruiz also on that DMP do not practice list for Wednesday. Willie Gay was limited with that hand issue, the linebacker. And a positive, Kendra Miller, a full go. He was last week as well, but the running back just wasn't ready just yet to step into game action. Hopefully they can get him up to speed this week because, like I mentioned, with Alvin Kamara just taking so much of a heavy load right now, I'd love to see a little bit lighter amount of touches for him just to save him a bit. I feel like running him up the gut is just pointless at this point. And with the offensive line, it's been a lot harder for him to get that ball in space.
He's hurt. And 41 is hurt and taking a beating every game, and they got to get him some help. They really do. One thing Dennis Allen did say is that no matter what happens, Derek Carr, when he's healthy, he is coming back as a starting quarterback, right?
Yeah, absolutely. He was asked that, and I would assume that would have been the answer as well. No matter what happens here with Spencer Rattler these next two games, it is Carr's job, and I still think that, obviously, Allen, Clint Kubiak, the entire coaching staff, and players still have their faith and belief in Carr. It's just been a rough go these last three games, where it's been an unfortunate perfect storm of mistakes. It hasn't been really any single issue to point out. And just a real slap in the face, obviously, considering what we saw those first two games. I've said it before now that that Dallas Cowboys game seems like another season ago.
Thank you, Steve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.